Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Seriously a Podcast. Today we're gonna be talking about being single in NS, but before we start, just a heads up, we have a TikTok and a Instagram and a YouTube, and they're all at Seriously Official, except the TikTok, which has two L's, but you'll find it anyway, so it's fine. So I'm Liz.
I'm Simran, and today we are sadly not joined with Rin, but we have a special guest.
Okay, hi guys, my name is Lutfi. I'm 23 this year, and I currently working full-time. And I ORD about this year in May.
Congrats!
Yay!
thanks.
So, were you single during NS? That is the big question.
Yes and no.
Oh, okay.
There are sometime, like in NS, I was single, and the second time, like the second half of my during my NS journey, I was attached to someone.
Okay. So, when you first started NS, you were single, right? So how did that kind of, like, would you say that NS made it harder to be in a relationship, easier to be single?
Oh, definitely. So basically, during my BMT phase, which is the first phase of NS, it's about 2 months, and the only time that I can go out and technically book out is like weekends. So I don't really have time to hang out with people, and the moment when I step out of like Pulau Tekong, right, I am tired. So basically, the only thing I do is just go home and rest and spend time with family. That's about it. And friends, maybe like a few times, but not much. Like my social circle is quite small during that point of time. But then, after I move on from BMT, I went into my unit training life. And I basically got a lot of like my own time. It's much more slack than my BMT. So I have a lot of time. So why not I just download some dating apps and yeah, basically I just use my free time using dating apps and swiping right, swiping left.
So were you like choosing to stay single for that, or were you like secretly hoping you'd get a girlfriend?
To be very honest, I wasn't looking for anything. I was just bored. At a point in time, yeah, just swiping left and right, and I was quite surprised that I managed to get like a lot of likes, and I thought like girls don't usually go for NS boys because they basically like very busy with their own schedule, military life and stuff like that. But I was quite surprised I actually managed to date a few of them. Whenever I book out, have my nights out, I have more time to spend outside.
Okay, so maybe tell us about your, I guess, dating / hookup life.
Oh, okay. So, usually during my night out, I have to book in before like 2, 3, 5, 9, right? So I just spend most of the time going out with my guy friends first. Then when I get my grip, I have like more time to like spend outside. So basically, I just ask one of them out, then I meet near my camp area. So we just have dinner and stuff like that. Nothing much basically at the point of time. But during my book out, right, I have a lot of time. And also my schedule is not like other vocations.
Okay.
So it's like 3 days in camp and 3 days out of camp. And yes, so when 3 days out of camp is basically I have a lot of time. And yes, I just go out, just sometimes just do like just drink and party. This is before COVID time, so
of course
it's quite fun lah.
Yeah, actually, can you like share more about that? Cause like I guess why we wanted to do this episode also is cause like you know, like last time when clubbing was a thing,
yes,
everybody always say like Friday night is like the NS boy night. You know,
because really?
Like all the guys book out, then all the single guys, then the club is zoop. Then you're like trying to get the girls, you're trying to like lead it up and all that. And it's like true lah, because like I used to go to zoop list also. Mm-hmm. And then like, yeah, there's like a lot of like NS guys there.
Yes.
So like, is that a thing?
That's the thing in NS. Like during Friday nights when they book out, right, they just want to have fun because during NS, during in camp, they are very busy with, and very a lot of things like physical training and stuff. So they want to relax after they book out. So Friday night, I would usually go to like clubs, like Zouk, Get Juice. And
oh yeah, Get Juice.
Yeah, normally it's Get Juice lah, because it's quite cheap over there.
Yeah, Get Juice is nice.
Yeah, then like with my NS boys lah, basically. So we just go there, have fun, drink some hard liquor and like beers. And then we just dance at the dance floor. Mm. Just have fun. And so we also like we socialize with a lot of people, we make friends.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, basically about that.
So did you like get any girls from clubbing?
Okay, so the first one I got, right, was I was just drinking just with my NS friends. Then suddenly I managed to make an eye contact with one of them.
Mm.
Yeah, and she was I thought she wasn't friendly initially. But she keep looking at me, I keep looking at her, then we just like glance at like 2 seconds glance. And then I just go to the dance floor, then I just keep looking at her, then I just, why not, I just give her a signal.
A signal?
A hand signal, like come here, come here, like, yeah.
Oh, so cute.
And then like, she came over, then like, we just listened to the songs, and we didn't speak at first, we just dance. And when we dancing, then we just, although the music was loud, and we still managed to have a convo in between, like, and just got a name and stuff like that. Then, and I think at a point of time I was quite tipsy, so I just bring her out of the club. This was at Get Juice.
Did you tapao a girl?
I tapao a girl. I mean, she's quite sober. She's not like drunk.
Oh.
And she, yeah, so just went down, just have a smoke. Then after that, like, where should we go now, you know? I mean, my NS friend is still upstairs. It's like, so I didn't inform them. I straight away, like, bring her to somewhere. And we just talk. Then suddenly it lead to, like, the topic, like, of sex. And we managed to do it in the handicapped toilet.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's so classic. That's illegal but classic.
That's such a normal NS, like, clubbing NS story.
Yeah.
I was like bota at that time, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone know like I'm an NS boy. Yeah.
Wait, I have a question. Like, isn't it kind of like I know like at the circumstances, right? Like it's like the only option there, right? But isn't it like kind of gross as well?
It is gross, but at a point of time, like, I was tipsy and she was
bit
tipsy, so we didn't think of like
the grossness,
you know, okay, of the place.
Just horny.
Yes, true.
I mean, no judgment, man. Just like, no, just be careful.
Yeah. I mean, I wore protection. I mean, I always bring last time.
Yeah, the guys do that. Yeah. Like, they all put a condom in your wallet.
It's either wallet or like bags. Yeah.
Oh.
Definitely not bringing cam.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it was
all boys.
Okay.
Cool. No shame.
No shame. Okay, do you have any other stories that you wanna share?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so after my training life, so I have a lot of free time also. So I managed to date this girl from Tinder. I'm from Tinder, yeah. Then so it was a Friday night also. And I was just having a casual convo with her, and suddenly she asked, like, want to go out tonight, have some drinks and stuff. And we just went out, and we just had a drink, few drinks. And after that, she said, like, why not book a hotel? And that was quite, like, bold
That's
of her.
That's spontaneous.
Yeah, spontaneous
yeah.
of her, like, wait. I mean, it's obviously you're going to have sex when you book at a hotel, right?
Yeah. No, like, cuddle.
And all cuddle. Just cuddle.
I guess. I mean,
and when I meet her, right, then she brought a friend with her.
Damn.
And she didn't inform me. I was like sitting alone at first. Then this was at Stickies, and both of them came. I was shocked. I was really shocked. Then they came. Then I asked her, "Oh, you brought a friend with you?" Then she said like, "Oh yeah, sorry, I didn't inform, but I don't want to feel uncomfortable." But then after we had a few drinks, then we played like truth or dare and some drinking games like Piccolo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, she asked me to book a room. So I just booked a room at point in time. Then I don't know why, like straight away, I didn't have any like second thoughts. I straight away like booked a hotel. Yeah. And thankfully, like, I mean, like, I'm Thankfully, is it the right word? Yeah, like I had like condoms in my wallet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thankfully.
So thankfully I had condoms in my wallet. So, we booked a hotel near Clarke Quay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the Clarke Quay. So we need to like grab from Stickies to there, and inside the grab, like I was at the center, right? Then both of them are at the sides.
Yeah.
And of course, like even though I'm tipsy, right? I mean, there's a driver inside. Right? Yeah, like in front. So they were like just making out like
in front of me.
Then
oh
I, like,
my god,
it was
so
like
awkward.
Awkward at first. Then like okay, I'm gonna join this.
Oh my gosh.
they were like here, then just as sides, and just continue doing it. Then I just join them. Then after that, when we reach that place, then we just sober up. They say why not drink again? Yeah. So we went to near Clarke Quay, the Kanpai. We started drinking again. And okay, then after that, we went to the hotel. Then we just we had sex, everything, and two of them lah. So basically, I had a threesome.
Is it your first threesome?
It was my first threesome.
Is it every guy's dream though?
It is lah.
Would you do it again?
I would. But
is it because it's like twice of everything?
Yeah. Basically, it's twice. Yeah.
Isn't that like tiring though? Like you have to take care of like two people. Like sounds a lot of work.
Initially, I was very awkward doing it. Like, how am I supposed to like multitask? You know,
yeah.
Like one girl is enough for me. But then, when I started doing it with the first girl, then I wouldn't want to like abandon the second girl looking awkward over there. So I just join her and ask her to join me lah, basically. And then after that, we sober up again and we went down and drink. Yeah. At a point of time, it was about like 11 o'clock. I mean, still open at a point of time. Then we just drink. Then her friend asked a match with someone from Tinder. So she straight asked the guy to come over. Yeah. And we had more drinks after that. Of course, the guy like bought like more drinks. The guy was quite rich. And then... her friend like never asked permission from me because I was the one who booked the room, right?
Mm.
He just asked the guy to like join. Okay, then I'm okay with it lah. Like, okay, maybe you're just gonna like cuddle or like talk inside the hotel room, right? But then we did it again.
With the guy also.
Yeah,
awesome.
With the guy.
Oh, that night is crazy.
It was really
the best
crazy
time of your life lah.
Okay,
basically
wait.
That was the best time, yeah.
We should also kind of clarify something like as to like wild as that sounds, you know, this podcast is also like a bit serious. So like as you can hear from his story, he was sometimes not asked. So if you're gonna do these things, consent very important.
Yeah. Don't like shady go to somebody else's hotel.
That's our little tidbit of wisdom here.
Yeah, back to the raunchiness.
Back to the content.
All right. Okay. So basically, that night was really the best time of my life. That was the first time I experienced that. And the next morning, I woke up. It's only me and her. Like the guy and the girlfriend like left the room.
Mm.
I didn't know what time like, cause I was like drunk. I passed out.
Mm.
I woke up then okay. We just usually when you have like one night stands or like hookups, you just straight away you pack your bags and just go home, right? But then I didn't know why, but I just had I had breakfast with her the next morning.
Oh, sweet lah.
Yeah, hotel breakfast some more. So I just like, okay, just have breakfast. We didn't talk, we just like look at each other, okay, let's go down and have breakfast. Yeah, just then downstairs we start like continue convo, then I had to leave the hotel because I have work to do lah. So basically when I reached home, then after that she started texting me like what are we? Cause usually like when I stay we don't have breakfast and stuff like that. Then I say like, okay, maybe why not we'll try seeing each other like again and maybe like something will like work out or something.
So
like that.
Did that work or?
Yes, it did, but it was not so long. It's like for a few months only. Because to me, like if you start it off like with a one night stand, I think it won't last. Because it's just the feeling is not like the feeling is not natural. It's not like emotionally you mostly like attached to that person. It's just lust.
I'm feeling very cold out, right?
No, but actually we did discuss it in one of our previous episodes, like how there's that that thingy where like some people like fuck then fall in love, then some people fall in love then fuck. It's quite interesting.
I feel like in this day and age, it's quite normal to like you know, fuck hook and up fall. And then like
I was watching this YouTube video, right? Like this person like exposing like hookup culture, like the toxicity of it because of this, like about how like it starts off as lust, like everything you say. So like it's actually quite interesting that you mentioned that like sometimes it won't last if it starts this way.
I feel like stuff like Tinder doesn't help it.
I mean it depends though. Like I know some people that start off with one night stands or hookup, it works. But for me it doesn't because I prefer you started off slow, not straight away, you know, just book a hotel and just...
Yeah, I get it.
Actually, I just want to ask, like, I'm sure there's other stories, but, like, I just want to ask, you know, you're, like, booking hotels, like, every other week or, like, every, like, once in a while, and you're, like, going out for drinks, you know, but obviously, like, when you meet the girl, you're not going to have her pay for everything, right? So, like, how do you financially have that ability to do that?
I'm actually very curious about this.
Because I have, like, guy friends, and we make jokes about how, like, they, like, every week got new girl. How do you like wine and dine a new girl every fucking week?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, so oh yeah, I forgot to mention this because she was older than me and she also have a full-time job. So she's basically earning more than me. So most of the drinks she pay, but for the hotel is I pay. So I think it's quite fair because she pays for the drinks and food and I pay for the hotel. Yeah.
Is it usually like that where you all like split stuff with like the girls or like when you all go out with friends and everybody split the bill equally or like?
Usually if I go out with a girl, I usually pay for it. Yeah, but if with friends, of course, it's share among.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that makes sense.
Okay, we're not going to say the like in-depth story, but there was this one time I went clubbing with Liz and there was also like this kind of rich guy there and he was like, okay lah, that like was like an insight into like NS life, like one of the first few times.
You mean the free alcohol?
Yeah. Like, I was just like, damn, like, how do they, like, finance all of this? But it's cool, I mean, it's cool.
And you know, apparently he did it every week.
Like. Yeah, that's crazy. He just has, like, a whole ass table, the drinks. Then, like, yeah, it's just like, I can't even afford one drink.
I guess it's because, like, obviously, like, you can correct me if I'm wrong. It's because y'all are getting paid by NS. So, like, a lot of guys tend to put all of that money into getting like a table or like...
It depends though, because for me, I'm in army, right? So I don't really earn that much as compared to like home team, like police and SCDF. But I plan it out, like plan my financial... So I work like for shopping, for Grab.
Oh yeah.
And clubbing. Miscellaneous item. Okay. Miscellaneous item is like maybe like clubbing, yeah. So... at a point of time, I usually club and like I always drink, right? So I save most of my money like for clubbing. But it was kind of bad lah. I mean, to save for clubbing, you know, like for now, like my priority is like I save for the future use. I need to I use the money for emergencies. Yeah,
that's fair. Right. I think what we wanted to know also was because COVID like changed a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
So like when the lockdown was imposed and then after that like all the phase two and now still closed, then like how did you spend your time before you ORD on the weekends?
Okay, so a few weeks before COVID hit, right, I matched with someone and that someone is my ex currently.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, she was my girlfriend back then. And it hit quite well and we made it, I was attached with her for like three to four months.
Oh, yeah. That's quite long actually.
It could be longer, but COVID hits.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was stuck in camp and it was like 1 week in camp. And she was at the point of time she was clingy and stuff like that. But I don't blame her because it was like we are quite early in the relationship stage, yeah. So the only thing I can do is like maybe like Skype with her, FaceTime, text her, but I also got stuff to do in camp. So I was quite busy also.
Mm. Okay. I mean we did go a bit more in depth into like
the
relationship-y old shit.
Yeah, we did relationship, we did breakup, and we did single. But what we gather from all three of these episodes is that the majority will just stay single just casually date, because it's hard lah to date seriously while you're in NS.
But if you want to hear everything that we had to say, you can go check them out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah,
we're not giving it all away on this episode.
Yeah, it's a different episode.
Okay. When you spoke to me about all of these different things, you told me a lot of different other stories. So were there like any other like dating stories or like hookup stories?
Dating stories.
Or hookups, huh?
Oh, right. Okay, I have one. This is a few months before I already. There was this girl, she was on, because I was on few dating apps. Not only Tinder, there's Bumble, there's also OKC.
Yeah.
These are three main ones I use lah. So I matched with her through OKC, and you know, the first thing she asked was like, are you looking for a girlfriend or hookup?
Okay.
Or maybe like FWB. Yeah, now like I was like, wait, is this a test or what? And then I just asked her, what do you want? Then she said, I'm fine with anything. I'm like, okay. Maybe we see each other first, then we see how. And when I met her, right, she straight away like say like, I want FWB. Because she just went through a breakup. Yeah. And like, okay, she's emotionally unstable. Then just talk to her about it. Then I don't know how it managed to like become FWB after that. Then like, and she stay quite far from my place. And I was my place is at in the east side, right? She was in the west. But I don't mind traveling.
A Singapore long distance relationship.
Yeah, long distance relationship. Oh, but every time I have to go to her place, right, I couldn't like enter through the main door. Cause her siblings and the parents inside the house. Then I have to like climb over the window. Yeah. Yeah, it was like along the corridor, right? Then I just have to, it was quite high actually. Yeah, it was quite high. Then I have to like figure out how to climb over. But then when I entered, then like, wow, it's damn tiring.
Oh my
God. I just have to take a break first.
Is this breaking and entering or is this not?
But actually it's very common for like to sneak girls in or sneak guys in, because like the parents like don't know
doing this. My first time like doing that, I usually just enter.
It's actually hard because you have to like climb over shit and like
I could never
enter from weird things. Like I have a friend, right, like he's very lucky because his house like the window very big and like it's next to the corridor. So like the girl will actually go through the window.
Oh my god! Girl climb over is a bit hard. I mean, cause guys, they are physically like strong, then they can. But girls are a bit.
I mean, I've also had to sneak in before lah, but I was quite lucky because mine is like there's a backyard, so like go in from
but the
door.
Is damn loud,
back
bro.
Door.
Yeah, but like I mean, just have to be quiet lah. I mean, they found out anyway, cause like my hair was like blonde, and like. Like the helper apparently when she was like vacuuming, she was like, why is there so many like long blonde hair? Like the guy who lives here does not have long blonde hair. So like they realized that like he was seeing me.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Dude, I've never snuck anyone in and out of my house. I've tried to sneak out of my house.
Wow.
So I was like unlocking the door and literally my mom just appears in the hallway and I was like, I guess we're just standing at the door
awkwardly thinking about it.
Because the two of us were just standing there, right? And I was unlocking the door and I was being damn quiet. And all of a sudden she's like, can I help you with something? And I was like,
oh my god.
Yeah, you're fucked.
So I never did that again.
Oh my god. Okay, actually my parents don't really care if I leave the house. So like that never happened to me. But yeah, that's quite scary.
She was in her room. I don't know how she heard me.
Oh my god. Bless.
Through the door. Footsteps. I don't know.
besides like the dating hookup life aspect, right, like I think one thing that I noticed also from going out is that like the NS boys like always hang out with their bros, like it's a thing, like you have that clique that you all do like crazy shit with.
Yeah,
so like do you have your bro clique that you did stuff with?
Oh yes, definitely. Like during my NS journey I was very very close to them, because we spent like We always spend time together inside the bar and stuff.
Exactly.
So we are quite close, and we every weekend, although we see each other like every day, weekends we also go out together.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just like usually we just go like drinks, drinks and stuff. But of course, there are stupid shits we also do. We just like keep drinking and drinking. Make sure someone pukes. If no one pukes, that means we are not drinking enough.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Then y'all should just bring me there. Oh, puke after 3 drinks.
It's damn toxic. Oh, but oh, the hangover feeling the following day is damn bad.
Yeah.
It's damn bad.
For sure.
Couldn't. Yeah, then, oh yeah, then at a point of time, I went back home quite late. It was about like 4 a.m. And inside the Grab, I was like going to puke, but I hold it in. But when I reached my doorstep, right, I just couldn't hold it in.
Oh my god.
Wait, then so I just half opened my gate and just puke.
Parents never school you.
No, okay. So I was just looking at my puke, right? What should I do? It was 4 a.m. I couldn't think, no.
Yeah,
so I just pushed my whole puke, right, under the shoe rack.
Ew, what do you mean you pushed it?
I pushed it. I couldn't think, you know, like, what else can I do? Like, I don't know, use my leg or like, just only my hands.
Clean it up.
Yeah, but I want to spend like 4 a.m. taking some cloth and just
wipe.
Oh my
gosh, then do you get rid of it eventually?
Oh yeah, so the next day I like, wait, where did my puke, like, when? But because then after that, I recall back, oh, yeah, I pushed under the...
How the fuck did you push it?
Yeah, then I'm very curious too.
I just drag, oh, just put my hands, like, both my hands on the floor, just push it.
Got residue everywhere, leh.
Yeah, it had, lah.
Okay, nah, I mean, okay, I give him benefit of the doubt because he was probably, like, damn hammered at that time.
Yeah.
And all he wanted to do is probably just pass out.
I would rather puke other place than Grab, you know. Like,
yeah.
I scared I have to pay, like, compensation fee.
No, you have $100.
Yeah. And like...
Why do you know it's $100?
Yeah,
because it happened to my friends many times already. And that's why I always like, before I get into a Grab, right, I always somehow find a plastic bag. Like either I go to the 7-Eleven or somewhere. If I have to buy a drink, I will. But I will definitely carry a plastic bag with me. Because if you put into the plastic bag, right, like then they won't do anything to you because like their car isn't dirty. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think my friend's Grab driver, right, had a plastic bag and he just passed it to my friend.
That's
just
nice.
Just puke. But then he said like, okay, just he said he drives slowly and stuff like that. And it's quite nice.
I think they're just angry if you puke on their actual car.
Because they have to clean it.
Yeah, because they have to clean it.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, okay, honestly I relate to that. Cause like, I mean, I didn't puke on my doorstep, right? But there was this one time, same thing as you. Like I drank so much and then like I thought I was fine because I woke up in the morning and I didn't puke. Mm. But like all my friends puked like the whole night and I passed out. Then like I was on the Grab home, right? Like the motion sickness was damn bad because I was already like holding in all my puke. And like I really, really wanted to just hold it in till like I got to my toilet, right? I couldn't. So like I puked at a lift lobby. Like I was waiting for a lift to come down, right? Everything just puked all over me, like one stream down. And I was just like, oh my god, like this is bad. Like it was like in my hair, in my clothes. And I was just like, I just went up my house like that. I was just like, I'm sorry. My mom was just like, I don't even want to know. You smell like shit. Like, just go shower. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
My mom would kill me.
It was bad, but you can't help it. If you vomit, you vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents would kill me also. If I smell
so
shit
gross.
And just reach home.
Like, I feel
didn't
so
they
bad.
Kill you for having it under
the
bloody
shoe?
Oh,
they didn't. Because my house, there's a... I'll say when you enter there's some way before the hallway.
Oh
yeah, so usually they won't like go out there lah. And I really scared like my mate right would just go there and just see that puke. So I woke up at 4 a.m right, I don't know how, 2 hours later I just wake up and just I was quite awake lah. So I just take a clean cloth and just clean it.
Okay.
But it's dried out already under the shoe, right?
It's gross.
But you can still smell it.
It's like a phobia of vomit.
No. Oh no.
It's so gross.
I don't like this.
Okay.
But you have to vomit. If not, you won't feel good after that.
True that. Okay, so do you have any other like not so gross?
The bros.
Sorry.
So gross.
Or like the bros night adventures of doom.
Oh yes. Okay. So there's one railway in like... Clementi, is it? It's quite open.
Oh, I know
la.
Which one. Is it the Bukit Timah Railway?
I think so. Yeah, so...
The only railway.
We drank at like Stickies. There's Stickies at Clementi there.
Yes, yeah.
So we just drink. Then after that, we were quite tipsy. We haven't drunk yet. So we just like climb up the hill. There's a railway, right?
Yeah.
Just climb up the hill. Then just like... We almost like fell down and rolled down.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but one of them rolled down la. But he didn't get like, any bruise or what.
He rolled down the
Yeah, he just looked because it's just damn funny. He just laughed. It didn't help him. Then after that, he just climbed out again.
Oh my gosh.
By himself.
I'm actually not surprised.
How funny though.
It's never funny. I mean, I would help lah, but...
I mean, his cap like when of course all of us were wearing cap. Yeah. Then now we just go on top and just hang out around there. Just talk about like stupid shits and like...
Actually right, life. This is something I noticed. But like, you know how on the outside, right? Okay, correct me if I'm wrong lah. But like from the outside, right? Like the start is always very fun. But then I realized like after you all drink a lot, right? You all get very deep and emo.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. I agree.
Right. And then like sometimes you'll talk about like girls or like your family trauma or some shit. And then like the bro talk is like really deep. And like I think this is why like guys sometimes drink together. Like you all bond very deeply after like a lot of drinks. Like for girls, we don't need that much drinks to like talk about deep shit and like periods and shit. But like, yeah, I mean,
why was
it's
period
cute.
Your example?
I don't know. Because it's true. Like, we are very open with each other. Like it's just like that. But, like, for guys, I realized, like, okay, like, I don't want to put you all in a box, but it's just cute to me that, like, you know, after you all drink, after you all have all the fun, then you also have, like, your
bro.
I love you, bro, moment.
Yeah. Then you just hug it out, you know?
Yeah. It's so cute.
Hey, you're lucky, man. Every time I see people drink, I'm always just watching a fight happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of fight.
If you want to fight, you want to fight.
Especially outside the club.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Then like, I don't know, it's all race eh.
It's all what?
All of the race.
Oh my gosh.
Like Malay, all like Rojak la. Yeah, like Rojak. Yeah, like just look around, just continue smoking. Okay, just look around.
Oh my gosh.
It's a quite an experience. Yeah, but just don't make eye contact.
Yeah.
Just talk, just casually looking at them. It's quite fun.
So I guess like how did it all change like when lockdown happened? Or like not locked
down.
Like,
still do crazy
two.
Shit.
Not really. It was quite boring, basically. Just okay, maybe like phase three we managed to like all like most of us like go out and hang out. But phase two it was about is it two people? Yeah, two people. So like we had to separate, like okay, maybe we can bring in two people, then another two people, but all of us separate like, but we just talk across, you know. Yeah. I mean we are still hanging out but not as near. During phase 3 was quite fun when all of us came back together and just managed to catch up with each other's life. And then not as crazy as last time. Yeah, much more toned down right now.
Okay. So you shared all these like really crazy stories and all that kind of shit about like being single at NS and like all the fun you had. So like at the end of the day, did you enjoy being single at NS or would you say like, you know, you wish you had a partner?
I wish I was single and just having fun. And I mean, single, you have the freedom to do everything, right? You know, all the stuff. Like, you're not constricted to, like, someone's life. And you don't need to, like, keep updating someone, like, where are you going, what are you doing, stuff like that. So I had most fun with my boys, like, basically. And when, like, I had my hookups and friends with benefits, we just share it around, just have a boys talk lah. It was quite. Then after that, from there, we just move on to like deep conversations.
Okay, yeah. So honestly, it sounds like damn fun, damn crazy. And I think like the reason I really, really wanted to do this episode and like find like the perfect profile is to show that like being single can be great.
Yeah.
Like even if you're an NS.
Mm.
Like it's just you have to make the best out of the situation and like enjoy. Like the people around you,
and also because secretly you wanted to know how the fuck y'all managed to club every other fucking
and like what crazy shit y'all do, which is actually really interesting lah. Like, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and enjoyed like hearing Lutfi's stories. We really enjoyed listening to his stories.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, and yeah, go check out our other two NS episodes, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Have a good week. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys for inviting me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.